Hi everyone, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Rec Medical Group in New York City. I am Jody Legerfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we will be answering your questions about aging skin. So let's get started. A very popular question is, how and why does skin age? And unfortunately, nothing can really be done to alter the passage of time. Time passes, it really is inevitable. But it's just not time that affects our skin. The way that an individual appears really depends on many factors. Genes are really important. So if you look at your family, your mom, your grandmother, your aunts, that really can tell how you genetically will look and how your skin will age. But even more important is the way the skin and your body are treated throughout your life. So when we are young, our skin gives off a certain kind of radiance, a vitality. And for most of us, that tends to diminish naturally over time. According to our skin, really, pre-adolescence is the best time of our lives. Radiance, if you think about it, is really a visual effect, mostly from the face, and implies a perfectly normal or well-functioning skin. Radiance fades primarily because the skin begins to lose its ability to retain that moisture, that glowiness. Skin becomes drier and flakier, and it shows the results of exposure to the environments, accumulated, of course, over many years. And I always say, remember, your skin never forgets. It remembers every sun exposure. Good skin, and a way to think about it is when someone has this, it usually means, number one, the person was really lucky with their gene inheritance, that they have really good genetics. And number two means that they were able to protect their skin and look after their skin really well over years or over time. And, you know, starting good, you know, care of your skin since childhood is important and can show later on, you know, the results. So how does our skin change with age? Well, of course, we see changes in skin appearance. As we get older, there are dramatic ways in which our skin looks differently. A lot of changes occur. When we're children, or if we look at a child's skin, it looks so healthy because that upper layer of their skin, that epidermis, is highly translucent. It works really efficiently. It retains water. It just looks so much healthier. In a child, there's little or no obvious damage to the skin. The skin is fresh, it's new. And of course, over time, with effects of the sun, we start to see more damage being done. And of course, the effects of this damage start to become visible, you know, years later when a child is developing as a teenager and then, of course, into adulthood. Growing out of childhood, skin naturally changes. In a teenager, we see lots of hormonal changes, and that accounts for an increase in the amount of sebum or skin oil, and of course, that implies the beginning of acne. Later on, as an adult, that extreme hormone production decreases. With aging, there's a loss of our old skin cells from that top layer of skin, and it starts to slow down. That upper layer of the skin, or the epidermis, gets less translucent, less see-through, and doesn't retain water quite as well. All skin functions in general are much slower in mature skin. If we add to this, most of us have been exposed to the sun over many decades of our lives. So the damage to our skin can be seen through what I say, like a dry epidermis or dry skin, that dry upper layer of skin, which is really why skin looks older, less radiant. If skin is drier, it doesn't have that shine to it, that translucidity to it. It becomes less plumped out. It becomes more taut, more wrinkly. That plumped out feeling makes us feel good. It makes us look good. And of course, you know, that has a whole other implication with the use of fillers and other types of things. Aging really affects all races, you have to remember. And another really important fact is that people who deliberately avoid the sun and take care of their skin will preserve their skin longer. And I often give the example of my sister and I. My sister is 5 years younger than I am, but she used to smoke. She took on a lot of sun, and most people think she looks much older than I do. So we always have a joke between the two of us, but it really is true. And I think it shows the difference in someone who, let's say, takes care of their skin and someone who has been a little laxed over the years. And although she takes care of her skin now, the damage has been done. The rate at which our skin changes is really dependent to some extent on our inheritance or our genetic makeup from our parents and how we treat our skin over our lifetime. Again, remember, your skin never forgets and remembers everything that was done to it. Every sunburn, we need to take care of it. The effect of aging on the skin is one of the most troubling skin problems I see patients for. Patients have incredible anxiety about aging and how their skin looks and how they want to preserve it and how they want that youthful look over time, and they want to keep it as they get older. What we have to remember is that anxiety, that worry about aging has really led to an industry based on preventing and correcting skin damage that we have done to ourselves over the years. So again, I always say to everybody, and you'll hear me repeat it over and over again in these podcasts, is you want to start early as you can, and you want to start taking care of your skin as early as you can, because it's not so much if you're, you know, 15 years old and you have, you know, you're running around with your friends and you're outside and you're on the beach and having this great time, you're not really thinking about your skin. But if I fast forward my life to the time when I was 30 or 35 or 40, all of a sudden you say, oh my God, you know, what happened to my skin? And you really can see the damage in people and look at lifestyle over time and how much damage they, you know, have accrued. But why does our skin age? And there's a couple of physiological reasons why. Number one, blood circulation slows down. There's less circulation, you know, occurring to those outer layers of the skin. Your metabolism slows down. Your ability to break down, you know, foods and metabolism overall just decreases. There's chemical changes that happen in the tissue. And then, of course, your oil glands decrease in size and number. So your skin is less, you know, less supple, less greasy, has less give to it because it has less oil. It's more dry. And then we lose some collagen, and the collagen production starts to decrease. And what I always try to explain to patients is that your body has like this matrix, or your skin has this matrix that makes up the building block, or like the mattress of your skin. And if the coils, like the collagen, starts to get laxed and you lose some of that coil, you start to see sagging. And it's very similar to that mattress, if you think about it. When you have a mattress with springs, over time you lose some of that give with the springs. Your skin is exactly like that. And when you start to lose that spring action, that coiling that keeps skin taut, you start to get sagging. And of course, we have hormone production that's altered or reduced over time, and that really does have a profound effect with aging. So that's all we have time for today. Please email your questions to me at allaboutskin@orangetripe.com. Have a great day, and remember to take care of the skin you're in.